to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Good morning. Today, it's the Easter season. Just passing the Easter season, this message is going to be in the air. Our Passover lamb. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we read that, "For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." Christ's sacrificial death rescued us from spiritual death, just as the blood of the first Passover. We need to purge out the leaven, that ye may be a new lamb. According to us, you are unleavened. For also our Passover, Christ has been crucified. Passover means you are passed over by something, an event. And your life is saved. Somebody's death saved yours and my life, the spiritual life. But in approximately 3rd century BC, it was a real event took place in the land of Goshen in Egypt. Goshen was the most fertile land and was given to the shepherds, the children of Israel, to tend their sheep by Pharaoh. They are given that land allotted by Joseph, a brother of 12 of the children of Jacob, with the permission of Pharaoh. As per the second book in the Bible, the Exodus, the children of Israel had to be delivered from Egyptian oppression. The Bible says Moses was born as God's plan for deliverance of people of God. Through Moses, though he grew up in Pharaoh's palace as Pharaoh's daughter's son, God convinced him in time that he is a Hebrew and it is his brothers who are being enslaved by Pharaoh and Egyptians. God sent Moses to Pharaoh for the deliverance of his people. Since Pharaoh refused, God sent punishment after punishment. After the 9 major plagues, the Pharaoh still will not release his people. The refuse to release the people, God sent a final one, which was God took the firstborns of human and animals. But God have the angel of the death pass over Israel's Passover again, the Israel's tents. They had the sign of the blood on their door posts and frames as commanded by Moses, whereas the Egyptians' homes, including Pharaoh's home, suffered the death of their firstborn by the death angel. The book of Exodus, meaning going out, the word Exodus. They were going out of Egypt to their promised land of Canaan. As recorded, the history of 400 years of Israel in Egypt. It's documented in book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 1 to 11. This is how the Exodus took place. As described in the Exodus chapter 12, Exodus took place after the Passover. They had a preparation for Passover. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month, which is Abib, the first month of the Hebrew calendar year, tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is smaller, they were supposed to take one neighbor or another family in order for the ability of them so that they can consume the meat of the goat." See, this meat not supposed to be stayed overnight or for the next day. This has to be consumed completely by the families take them together. Praise the Lord. So it was the command God has given to Moses to give it to the Israelites. In the chapter 12, verse 12, on the same night, the Lord said, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals. I will bring judgment on gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the house where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. When we read the chapter 12 up to verse 23, this is an ordinance, celebrate the feast of unleavened bread, because it was on this day that I brought you divisions out of Egypt. Celebrate this day as a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. In the first month you are to eat bread made with yeast from the evening of the 14th day until the evening of the 21st day. For 7 days no yeast is to be found in your houses. And whoever eats anything with yeast in it must be cut off from the community of Israel. Whether he is an alien or native born, eat nothing made with yeast. Wherever you live, you must eat unleavened bread. This was the commandment God gave to Israel. Amen. So we see that Passover has several restrictions, and they had to follow the commandment. No foreigner must eat of it. A temporary resident or a worker should not eat. This means only the one redeemed by the blood of the Lamb may eat the Passover. It is an image of born again and saved by the blood of the Lamb. May take part in the Holy Communion in the New Testament covenant. The Lord Jesus has given that those who are saved by the blood of the Lamb, they can have the Holy Communion, which is the remembrance of the body of and the blood of Jesus Christ. Lamb which is killed symbolizes the real Lamb of God, who was coming to die for all humanity. In John's Gospel, John the Baptist was the forerunner for the Christ. He was the voice, one in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, as it was prophesied by prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to 11. And also Mark 1:1-8. We can see the testimony of John the Baptist in Mark and Isaiah prophecy in chapter 40, verse 1 to 11. John the Baptist also pointed out the Lamb of God to his disciples, people who was listening his message. John 1:29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Then again the next day, John and his two disciples stood, and looking upon Jesus, John said, behold, the Lamb of God. The Israel were to eat the roasted lamb of Passover and with bitter herb. This was symbolic to the very painful death and wrath of God on his Son Christ, who bore the sins of the world, as God judged the sins of the whole world on Jesus. Then bitter herbs talks about the bitter experience of Christ as he suffered bitterly in the hands of his captives, whoever captivated him, to be punished and to be taken him to the cross. So as we eat the roasted lamb and the bitter herb, just believe that your Messiah has to go through such a terrible and bitter experience of suffering and death. This is for the Israelites before the coming of Christ. They were to remember this, that there will be a permanent Savior once He will be coming. And He is going to be the Messiah, but He will die for our sins and the sins of the world. Now, to a believer in Jesus Christ who believes in Messiah, who came and suffered and died 2022 years ago for the sins of the humanity, Christ is the Lamb of God. He is the real Lamb of God, who is the image and symbol was the Passover Lamb. When you eat the bread, that symbolizes the body of Christ, and drink the wine symbolizes His blood. You remember He died for you and participate in His suffering for you. His body was broken and His blood was shed for you, like the grapes were crushed and His juice came out. In a similar way, Jesus suffered and His blood shed for our sins. Jesus Himself conducted the Passover with His disciples before the early morning of His crucifixion. But it was not with roasted lamb and bitter herb. He called it, or the Bible others called it, the Last Supper. But Jesus asked and sent Peter and John, Luke says in his Gospel, to go and make preparation for Passover. Luke chapter 22, verse 8. Then we read from verse 9 to 13, in verse 14 to 23, we can read how Jesus conducted the Last Supper. The items were just bread and wine. Why? He Himself was the real Passover Lamb, going to be killed. We can see the next early morning Jesus was arrested after His prayer at Gethsemane with His disciples. Since He was the Passover Lamb, He broke and gave from the bread symbolizes His body and wine symbolizes His blood. So Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been crucified. But the fact of the matter is our Lord has been resurrected from dead. He's not here. He is resurrected, announced by the angel. The empty tomb in John 20, verse 1 to continue, we see that John writes about Mary Magdalene going to the tomb of Jesus early morning and followed by Peter and John and finding the empty tomb. Luke wrote chapter 24, the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared, went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Jesus. As they were standing wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. Then the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has been risen. Remember how He told you while He was still with you. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day He will rise again." We read in the book of Matthew Gospel, we can see the exact, more detailed picture of the Jesus resurrection event. In the book of Matthew Gospel chapter, praise the Lord, in chapter 28, we read like this, "After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and His clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of Him that they shook and became like dead men." See, the Bible says that Jesus has been resurrected early morning of the first day of the week. There was no need for someone to come and move the rock which was placed in front of his tomb, because Lord Jesus don't need a door to get out of there. And the angel came just to show the world that this tomb is empty. And this was a approximately 2-ton weighing piece of rock, according to the historians. And this rock need a few people in order to move it. And it has been moved early in the morning. Now, praise the Lord. And we hear some testimony from some archaeological discovery people. And I was listening to a message from a gentleman who was a excavator and a researcher who goes to research on old-time inventions and facts to find it. And he stated in a radio program that there was a document written by Pilate himself. According to the testimonies of the guards or the Roman soldiers who were watching the tomb, supposedly they were somewhere from 6 to 14 soldiers there who were supposed to be watching the tomb as per the request of the leaders of the of that time. And Pilate gave permission, and they put such a big, huge rock up to the entrance, supposedly about 4 to 5 feet in diameter or height, as well as not a tall person can enter straight forward. You need to bend down to enter into the tomb. But this piece of rock to cover that big area has to be a really big, heavy piece of rock. And they say it could have been at least 2,000 tons, praise God. And this piece of rock was removed in the middle of early morning. So Pilate wrote like this, the gentleman says, as he said he saw this document, and it says that early, like 3 a.m. in the morning, there was a very bright light from heavens coming down towards the tomb, and the whole place lighted like a daylight. And the soldiers who were sleeping, they woke up, and they are thinking that how in the world the day broke that early. So they were thinking the day was breaking and the sun was rising. But in fact, as the angel of the Lord, shining bright golden color, coming down from heaven, praise the Lord, the soldiers totally frightened, and they fell like dead bodies. And then rest is history, that her Pilate had documented that this event as per the soldiers have reported. Now when we get back to the Gospel Matthew, it says in chapter 28, the angel said to the woman, the two women who went there, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen. Let us, just as he has said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going to Galilee before you. There you will see him. Now I have told you. Praise the Lord. So the angel of the Lord who came down, who removed that stone, was still there, was speaking to these two women. Praise God. Jesus Christ is not in the tomb anymore. He has risen on the third day, as he has declared. The angel said to the woman, do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Amen. So this is resurrection week, end of this, the first day coming by this. This message will be transmitted afterwards. But the event of resurrection we live through, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most Holy God, the only one Son of God, and he has came to this world and he became our Passover Lamb. Now we see in the book of Revelation, it says, the Lamb who has been slain before the creation of the world, which means that God has set him apart before the creation of the world, that Jesus Christ will be crucified. Jesus Christ will be the Lamb of God. Now we see that in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve sinned, God has promised them, and after they received all the punishment, the Lord told them that then there will be a woman's child will be born, and he will crush the serpent's head. So, in order for that purpose, in the time of life, as we read in the book of Galatians chapter 4, verse 14, in the fullness of time, God sent his Son, Christ, into the world. Now, it's a matter of believing in Christ. Christ is the one who will suffer. Christ is the one who will be born as the woman's child. Christ is the one who will die for the humanity. Christ has came to this world according to the prophecies. All the prophecies has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The woman's child, the virgin's child. Also, he has been prophesied by Isaiah about his sufferings in chapter 53. And we see that in chapter 53 of Isaiah, the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he took the punishment. Amen. It says here in the book of Isaiah 53 that who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord has been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry land. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and he was esteemed. They did not esteem him not. So our Lord has been like a shoot growing. He was with the Father. He had came into this earth and he rejected his majesty. And his appearance at this punishment by his tormentors, he became like nothing like a human to look upon. He was rejected by every people of his own and those who even followed him. So he was despised and he was rejected. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, and we considered him stricken by God. Those who punished him and those who handed over him to crucify, they thought they are doing a good thing for humanity. They thought that Christ claimed himself as the Son of God, that was a blasphemy. In reality, Jesus Christ has been the Son of God, and all the prophecies concerning him has been fulfilled. He was smitten and he was afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. and the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. So our Lord has been punished. He took our infirmities, he took our punishment, he took our sin, all the Adamic sin which fell on us, and the sins we learn in our life, every sin that for Jesus died on the cross. But he is resurrected from the dead, as he said. And God raised him from the dead, and he lives in heaven in the right hand of the Father. Amen. And also he is interceding for the world and for us. Amen. In the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures, it says that his son, who was to his human nature, was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So this Easter time and in this Passover, we are remembering the death and coming resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us remember that Christ took our sins away, and those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. May the Lord bless us and keep you well with these verses. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Your light is great.